Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Weird Renegade Witches Blog. Hit it up when you want some real motherfucking work done today. Blog Talk Radio, the battle of real pussy with a voice. But the voice of Nicole, the trans woman. And let's put the energies out there for the ancestors to tell truth, honor. But at the same time, let's respect both sides of Sandy's ancestors, my ancestors, your ancestors. And the bottom line is that let this show flow the way that it needs to flow. So the first person I'm going to log in, of course, is Sandy. Sandy,
hey.
There?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
I'm here.
Okay, so the next person I'm going to pull in will be Nicole. And you and I, as you know, have two different perspectives. You have one perspective, and every time I tell my perspective on the trans world, you always side-eye me and look at me, right? Okay? And
yes.
Then you have your energy, right? So
I'm
going to bring in Nicole, okay?
Okay.
All
right.
Here we go.
I'm sorry, hello?
Hi, Nicole, how
hello?
Are you?
Hey, how are you guys?
I'm doing good.
That's great.
Okay, are you nervous?
Just a little bit, but I'm excited to be here, though. I'm so sorry.
You don't have to be nervous. Just talk and tell your truth, but at the same time, let's get clarity, because
okay.
When you and I initially spoke, I think at first you thought I was going to have some reservations. I was going to say something negative, right? But at the same time,
a little bit.
I heard your energies, right? So I'm going to give you the floor of introducing yourself, okay? So, Nicole, go on and introduce and kind of tell a little bit of your story. Then we're
going to
get this show started. Okay? Go ahead.
Okay. Well, my name is Nicole, and I am a trans woman. I'm 28 years old. I was born in Florida, raised in Alabama, and I am a Southerner at heart. I can't really say I'm the most interesting person, so I don't have really too much to say. But what I did want to talk about was I've been in transition for 10 years. I know to some people that may sound like a long time, but I have been in transition for 10 years and walking this experience. And during this time, I've picked up a few experiences. And one of the things that I have picked up on during this course is that I've noticed how there seems to be a rivalry and maybe even a misunderstanding possibly between trans women in particular and women. I'm not sure how you guys want me to do the wording, but between trans women and women. So that's been a concern of mine that's kind of been on my heart a little bit that I wanted to discuss publicly with women respectfully.
Okay. So, Sandy, I'm going to start off with your energy first. Wait a minute, hold on. We already got somebody in the mix.
Of course.
Okay, I have to do it. We already got somebody in the mix. Okay?
Okay.
And we already have a caller. So let's see what's going on with that, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to tap them in. Hi, this is Wayward. Hello? Hello? I guess they ain't talking. Okay. So Sandy,
uh-huh.
I wanted you to start off because I know how you feel. And Nicole, no offense, but I want Sandy, because she's the woman for other women who may have this perspective. Sandy, can you go? Can you start first?
Okay. So let me start off by saying this, and I know Marion already warned me because I have a tendency to speak impulsively and just say whatever.
That's okay.
It is. So don't take offense. And I think wayward is offensive, and we rub people the wrong way. But more so me, because I just speak. So if anything I say is offensive, that's just me speaking, and you know, try not to be offended. I'm gonna be on my best behavior.
Okay.
So, as you, I don't know if you know, but we're both born and raised in San Francisco, and
okay,
I have had, you know, friends that are gay and whatnot. Maybe not necessarily, you know, trans, but this is how I view trans, and I think I'm old school, and I am politically incorrect, and I don't apologize for that. I say things the way that I say them, and I feel the way that I feel, and the way that I feel now. Hold on, let me say this. The way I feel now, most people feel the way that I feel now. Quit fucking laughing and shit, James. I told you I'm trying to be good. You told me to be good. Shit. Now what the fuck you want me to do? You really want me to be a motherfucker, or you want me to be nice? See, Nicole, this is the shit I'm talking about. She told me to behave. I'm trying to behave. Alright? Still. Alright. So this is how I feel. Don't be offended, Nicole.
Okay.
I think the whole trend gets on my fucking nerves. And let me tell you why it gets on my fucking nerves.
Okay.
It gets on my fucking nerves because it's too much. Like, I was talking to Marion yesterday about all the fucking names and labels that are attributed to, you know, gayness. And in my point of view, it ain't that fucking difficult. It is what it is. You're either gay, you are either bisexual, or you're trans, right? My issue with trans is the fact that you're trying to take, in my eyes, you're trying to take over what a woman, a real woman, position. You're trying to take our place. That's the way I see it. Not you specifically, but I'm just saying in general. Trans people, I see it as you wanting to take our place. And it's too much when I'm reading how people are at J.K. Rowling and at certain individuals because of how they and how they feel. And my issue is I should be able to say whatever the fuck I want to say, feel however the fuck I want to feel, without a whole community coming at me for speaking the way that I want to fucking speak. So if real women feel like they are being replaced by transgenders, then why can't we say that? Why can't we feel that without y'all attacking us? Because it is real. And I have a friend, well, he's not my friend, I don't fuck with him anymore, but his name was Brian, and he worked for the city and county of San Francisco. He's a deputy. He's a white dude, and he's gay. And he had issues with transgenders. He didn't like them. And I used to ask him, why you don't like them? He's a masculine gay dude. And for him, the flamboyant, the feminine, he had an issue with all that. He had an issue with gay men wanting to be like women. And he hates transgenders. And I'm like, okay, well, I don't understand that, but okay. And for me, it's like transgenders seem to want to get at straight men and purposely. It seems like you intentionally come for straight men and wanting to, you know, confuse straight men. And I ain't feeling that. And I think most women don't feel that. And it's like, what is the intent with that? pretend that you want to look like a woman. That's what I need to understand. Why do you want to look like women? Why do you have a problem with women saying that they are, you know, have periods and shit? Why are you trying to have babies? Why are you trying to do all of this? Why are you calling us cis women? I don't know what the fuck that means. I actually had to Google that shit to see what the fuck that means. Why is there this need, it seems like to me, that you want to take our fucking place? And you still have to remember
Sandy,
that.
So, Sandy.
Yeah.
Let Nicole answer so far, because that's a lot. So, Nicole.
Yeah, no.
What's your input?
Oh,
how do you feel about that?
She's okay. I hear and I empathize. Let me say this. I hear and I empathize with your concerns, and you know, I also empathize with other women's concerns as well about the topic at hand. How do I say this? To answer that last question, why? I'm sorry?
No, I said just be straight. You don't have to word it
any
kind of way.
You don't,
say it like it is.
Yeah, don't sugarcoat anything. Just say it.
Well, my thing is I think that initially it wasn't started to take anybody's place in particular. I think that oftentimes, you know, when we're growing up and we're, you know, when we're in our rooms, you know, when we're in the privacy of our rooms, or, you know, when we're with our siblings or our friends who accept our, I guess you could say, weirdness, you know, or awkwardness, you know, the mannerisms and the walk, and they don't judge you and they don't make fun of you or anything like that if you want to try on makeup when mom's not home. You know, I know that because that's, you know, what I did growing up. But I think that when you're in the privacy of your own space and you're, I guess you could say like when you're fantasizing about what that life would be like, it's just kind of, you don't really think of taking anybody's place per se. You think to yourself, you know, many different things, like, you know, I wish that it would be okay for me to be like this, or I wish it would be okay for me to express myself in these ways, and, you know, I wish, you know, that it was okay for me to be loved this way, and all these sorts of things. So I think that it starts off as that, and then as you get older and you adopt the ways of the world and you learn the ways of the world, it's kind of like you know, we're all human and we all learn, you know, about adapting, and we learn the skills of life. And I think that one of the things that we learn is how to conform, whether we want to or not. I think that at some point in time, whether you eventually just say, screw it, I'm just going to be my own person, I'm not going to conform to anything, you know, but before a lot of people get to that place, they're, you know, they say, well, I want to conform, you know, I don't want to be a target of hate and mean slurs and insensitive words and things like that. So I think that it becomes more of that as you get older, to the point where you start, where when you realize what it is and when you realize how you feel in your heart, you accept that and you actually take the steps to materialize that dream. You know, I think that it becomes more of a thing then, where it's like, okay, I have to conform to what's going on around me. Otherwise, I have to deal with the consequences. And so I think that, you know, when it comes to dating and things like that, that's just one of the things, I guess, where it kind of gets a little bit blended, you know, because let's just say that dating itself is a mess, but we'll get into that a little bit later. I think that it just becomes more about blending not necessarily to take anyone's place, but it becomes more about blending. And then if you can't blend, you know, then it's then
but
you have to take on another attitude and a way of adapting.
But it's something, just not to interrupt you, but it's something, so I listen to Candy, and I listen also to what you're saying too. And in my head, I'm always going to look at, of course, the spiritual side of it. So I'm going to look at the spiritual side of it. And in my spirit, when I'm looking at the dynamics, there's a couple of dynamics from what I see. And I've talked about this before, of dysfunction. And in the Black community, there's so much dysfunction, okay? And there's dysfunction with our women, and there's dysfunction with our men. Let's not forget, we have trans women, okay? And you and I conversation, I ask you straight out, do you still have your part? You said yes, okay? In addition to, you're also married, okay? Now, the bottom line is this. When I look at you, you remind me of what I grew up with in San Francisco, okay? At the same time, the conversation is this. We have white transgenders. We have Asian transgenders. We have Latin transgenders, okay? And the funny thing is that we also have a whole spectrum of the ballroom. We have your drag queens. We have all that energy. But the funny thing is that I'm going to hone in into the white energy. They don't get the same heat and amplified energy as the Black trans, from the ones who
right.
cut off their dick to the ones who still have their dick. But in addition to, there's an issue going on where what is the cause of more Black men becoming trans, or what I call bearded bitches? Bearded bitches or the men who have beards with lipstick and heels and hair and weeds? Bearded bitches, okay?
I'm sorry.
Now, we have all that going on with Black men, right? And remember I was saying to you, then there's this philosophy that Black women are masculine and we look like
yes.
men.
Yes.
Okay? Now, let's look at that. But the other energy is this. We have Black transgender energy, Black men, who will fight us, who's
uh-huh.
on this energy of, like, I'll steal your man, I'm a
yeah.
woman also, okay?
Yeah.
And our energy is we don't give a fuck who you are or what you do, me as a woman, me as being a woman. But then at the same time, what is that? Why are we battling with you? We ain't trying to battle with you because we have two different energies. But furthermore,
right.
what is with, and I think I remember I spoke to you about this, even with the bearded bitch, and I'm talking about Santana when he was arguing with Miami from, what is it, the group. And I said, City Girl, I said, why is this bearded bitch getting with a biological woman, disrespecting her energy? Because I think what's going on is that in reality, I don't think we give a fuck. I think we give a fuck about the disrespect and the replacement of the biological woman. Because in reality, this has been going on for years. This has been going on even during church time. Because I remember in San Francisco, and I spoke to you about this, Sandy, when there was that news anchor who ended up at
oh,
church.
Yeah.
Nobody knew she was a trans woman. She got into a car accident. And then when her mother claimed the body, she said, that's my son. We were all like, what? You know? But back then in the 80s, it was kept under. It was kept under. Even in the
yeah.
early part of the millennium. All of a sudden, in the last couple of years, it's been this psychological energy in the Black community of the battle of the energy. Then, why is it the black trans male nowadays is nothing but a prostitute. Because remember, my conversation with you was I had brought up T.S. Madison, and you said I have a lot of respect for T.S. Madison. I said, okay. But where I kind of was like, ugh, when I seen the porn. And I'm like, whoa, what is this energy?
Woo!
Doing?
Yeah, that porn is rough.
Okay. Now, I'm concerned that the world is tapping into the black man and the black woman's dysfunction and playing a psychological game. Because remember, Nicole, I also spoke to you about the misunderstanding of a woman's place and a male's place in raising sons. And remember I said in my household, I was raised by nothing but women, no men. And the funny thing is it was nothing but men in my family. But at the same time, they knew their place as I'm still a male, that's a female. Nowadays, there's a lot of confusion with that. There's a lot of confusion with the energies of the supposed misogynist male. Is there confusion of, especially with black women, when we're sitting up playing the masculine male role, and when we're more nigga than a nigga, more man than a man? Is there confusion in addition to the dysfunction? Is there also harm and assault where one identifies and then conform into the energy? Nicole, what do you think about what I said? I said a lot, but what do you think about
that? I mean, I think that the reason that a lot of people are having issues with the mixing of the roles and stuff is because I don't think that anybody really knows their place nowadays. I think that there's a lot going on with, you know, I feel like there's a lot with, at first, I have to be honest, I don't mean to offend any of male viewers or anything like that, but I just, and I've been saying this for a while, and men usually get very upset with me when I say this, but I honestly feel like men, excuse my French, but men have been full of shit for a long time. I feel like men have let their offspring down, and I think that they have let their women down a long time ago. And anybody can say anything that they want to about. I feel like a lot of this first started with the breakdown of the relationships between men and women. There's a lot of I hate you and I don't trust you between men and women. There's a lot of that. And I believe that started a long time ago. Men have, just with the way that men have tortured women and abandoned women and made children with these women and left the women to raise these children and figure everything out, everything, without a man in the home, I think that it just became a point over time where women say, well, you know what, fuck it, it's got to be done. These children have to be raised and this house has to be taken care of. If I don't have a man in the house, it's got to be me. And then you end up taking on masculine and feminine energies because you have to be analytical, but you also have to be intuitive. And you have to have the touch of a man and the touch of a woman in order to make that whole household stand. And I think that that's where a lot of that came from.
Okay. Sandy.
Uh-huh.
Hello? Sandy?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Okay, yeah. What are you thinking about what Nicole's saying, and then what I'm saying? What's your energy with that?
What I'm thinking about right now, especially, you know, with what you just said, is especially with the bearded bitches, and you know how I feel about that. And how I feel about that is I agree with you. There was a time when everybody knew their place and stayed in their lane. And it's not I'm not saying that people can't be whoever the fuck they want to be. I mean, that's what wayward is about. Wayward is wayward people, all right? Transgenders are wayward. My thing is, don't impose shit on me. Don't impose your views on me. Don't tell me how I can feel, think, or what to say. My issue with the bearded bitches is black women, biological black women, and I shouldn't even have to say that shit. Black women are viewed as, like you said, aggressive, masculine. You know, we're people think we're ugly and all these different nasty viewpoints that people have of black women, even by our own men. So when I see a man with a fucking beard and lipstick and nails and eyelashes and a black man at that doing all of that, you are only adding to the stereotypes. You are only adding to the abuse that real women get from non-black men and our own men. And it's like, what is the point of you doing that? That's what I'm trying to wrap around my head. Why are you doing that? If you want to dress up like a woman, okay, dress up like a woman. But what's with the beard? Why are you doing too much?
Mm-hmm.
I have an issue with that. Because we already got nasty bitches that act like hoes. Okay, black women are viewed as hoes because you have bitches out here acting like hoes. So you already have this fucked up view. Society already has this fucked up view of us. And it's like, here are black men, regardless of you being gay, you're only adding to it. And then you're acting ratchet on top of that. And, Mary, you know, I've always talked about the difference between white gay men and black gay men. And in my opinion, and even just hanging around with them, they don't do all of that. And like I said, even Brian didn't like all of that. It's like, why are you doing all of that? Because it's just a reflection on us, real black women.
Now, Nicole, Nicole, I know you're biracial, correct? And you said that you're black and white. Mm-hmm. And which one is the black side? Is it your father or mother?
I'm my father.
Okay, so your mother is white.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question. Do you come from a single-parent household or a two-parent household?
It was kind of a little bit of a mix. I mean, my mom wasn't single, so, I mean, there was a man in the house for most of the time, yeah. But my father was not in the home with us, no.
But let me ask you a question, because I'm hearing in your energy there's some difficulty, right? And let's get to the root of it. And let me just ask you straight out. We talked about that you kind of knew who you were more definitely when you were in high school, okay? But let me ask you this, and let's get to the root. Did anything happen, meaning sexually, or you were assaulted, or what happened? Let's put the energy out there. What happened? Because most people believe if a woman is, you know, trans, or if a man is trans, that something happened. They were sexually assaulted or something that happened. So could you answer that?
I'm just going to be straight with that. Nothing happened that made me want to be who I am per se. This is just, you know, who I was always gravitated towards the feminine, but I had to, of course, suppress it in the years growing up. I first recognized that I had some feminine qualities around age 5. You know, like, I used to like to, you know, play with breast forms and you know, things like that, or imagine that I had long hair and playing makeup. But in high school, growing up, nothing happened. It's just who I wanted to be. And I want to say this, too. I honestly, it really perturbs me when people, especially men, because I've heard some women say this, but when I hear a lot of people say, oh, something happened that made me want to go this way, I'm sorry, but I feel like that's BS, because I'm like, if that's who you wanted to be, that's all you had to say was, this is who the F I want to be. And you wear that, you know, you wear that, and then you deal with that. I don't feel sorry for people that say something happened to me, so now I want to be this way. Because if you hated it that much, then why are you reliving it night after night or day after, however you do your thing, you know?
That's very interesting, because remember, I'm going to talk about two things in a quick. Remember I talked about past lives, and I've talked about this on my YouTube, okay? And I've talked about there's the energy of assault, but then there's also the energy of just wanting to be, but then there's the other energy of past lives, okay? And I honestly believe, especially when it comes up to homosexuality and the trans energy, what is the past life that's uprooting itself? And in addition to, does that also tie into ancestral energies that's within your spirit? Is it, and in addition to, is it also an energy that want to keep coming back and keep coming back and keep coming back, okay? Because we have to understand this world is built on what I always call the Aquarius energy. And in this Aquarius energy, and I talk about this a lot because this is what I call more of the human, more of the carnal energy, where we keep reliving our energies over and over until we get it right, okay? And what was also very interesting is that there was a period of time where Black people were just getting murdered left or right, especially in the 80s, okay? And then at the same time, you also have the underworld that's uprooting itself. So it's part of this energy is the uprooting and past life. But then also we can talk about Hollywood and principalities and agendas and spells and rituals. And remember we talked about, was it Angela Jolie? And what's his name?
Brad Pitt.
Oh, Shiloh. And I said, damn, they changed Shiloh from the word go. But I'm going to take this call. Hopefully they speak the fuck up. Just a moment.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Hello?
Hey. Hey, how are y'all?
Hi. Good.
This is Etsy Lioness. We spoke briefly, and I seen you Instagram sometime. My comment is for Nicole. I really did like that point that she made that nothing happened to her, and you know she just always knew she wanted to, you know, to be a girl. My brother is transgender, and I knew he was going to be that. Just like the way he was as a baby, he was just different. Like, the way he used to just walk around and the way he had in his hips, I always knew he was going to grow up and be, like, a woman. And we have, like, six uncles on my mom's side and, like, 10 of them on my dad's side. And, like, we were around. But my whole thing with the transgender thing, I do feel what Sandy is saying as a woman, you know, that I have to compete for our Black men with you guys, because you guys I mean you make it very clear who your target is, and that's not appreciated, because we already got each other, we got the other women, we got so many things that distract them. And I hate to sound like, you know, bashing you or anything like that, and I mean big kudos for you coming online and speaking. But, I mean, at the same time, like, I'm going to ask you like I asked my brother, like, what is it about the Black men, what is it about your energy that you want to flip our Black men so bad? Like, and I'm being perspective because I'm Black, and that matters to me most. But, why, I mean, it's almost
can
like.
Can I ask you a question really quick? I want to ask you a question really quick. Here's my question. You said, now I'm going to go backwards because there has been a battle more in the gay community of are you born gay or not? And you said, as your brother being a child, being a baby, you noticed energy with your brother. At what age did you notice the energy with your brother? Because when you say baby to me, I'm literally going to believe, damn, when there was birth or what? So
it was more like,
or was he when a toddler?
Yeah, like a little toddler. Like when he was like 2 and 3, he used to like fold his little shirts into like the, you know, like how you turn them into like the little Mariah Carey little halter top thing with the booty shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And the way he like used to play in my grandmother's makeup and stuff then, and I mean literally have a whole stick if you took that jewelry box away from him. I mean, this is like 3 and 4. Like, so I'm like, oh, and we already used to call him sweet. And my grandma used to be like, please don't speak that over him, because that's what he'll be if you keep speaking that over him. And
okay, so let me stop you right there really quick. Can I stop you right there really quick? So that's very interesting because your grandmother understood spells and curses. And she felt you're speaking that into existence in life. But with you saying as a toddler, because at the age of 2 and 3, that's where spirits enter into children and in possession or reincarnation. So who is your brother? Who and what ancestor, or more or less, who in the hospital died and attached themselves to your brother? Is everybody quiet now?
No, you know what? That made me think about the story that my psychopath mother told me about
my cousin.
My mother, when she lived with her aunt in Chicago, I think she was like 19. I had two cousins named Charmaine and Dwayne. They were fraternal twins. And my mother said that her aunt, when they were babies, my great aunt would tell my mother to bathe them together, right? And then after bathing them together, she wanted them dressed the same, in dresses, both of them. So my mother would be like, but Dwayne's a boy. And she said, just do as I tell you. Just put him in a dress. She wanted him to wear a dress, even as a little one. And he grew up, he was gay. He was bisexual. But then he just became gay. And I don't know for how many years, you know, that they were doing that. I think maybe, you know, until he was able to, you know, dress himself, but he never, you know, dressed in drag or anything like that. He didn't want to be transgender. He just was gay. But as a baby, as a toddler, he was wearing dresses because his mother wanted him in dresses. She wanted both of her, I guess she wanted two twin girls, but he didn't, you know, as an adult, he was just a gay man. He didn't wear makeup. He didn't do any of that stuff. So that's why,
okay.
You know,
I'm going to interrupt you for one moment. I'm going to take the.
Uh-huh.
Can you not slam that goddamn door?
Oh,
I'm going to take this next caller.
Okay.
Just a moment. If it'll let me.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi, how are you?
Hey.
Hey, so I have an interesting story. I know you were referencing, like, what, like, specific spirits attaching you and having specific maybe ancestral lines that attach to, like, future generations and kind of embody that gay energy. But interesting story was, as a child, I recall, like, looking through specific of, like, photo albums that my mother would have around. And there was one particular uncle from my father's side who was in a couple pictures. And every time I would see his energy, even as a young child, I couldn't tell what the energy was, but I knew when I looked at him specifically, his energy stood out to me. And this is from a child. My father passed away very early on, maybe when I was about 6 years old. However, my mother would tell me how my father was very anti-gay. Like, he had a gay brother, and he would pick on this brother. He would talk shit about this brother. He would do a lot of fucked up shit to this brother who was gay. And long story short, that brother that he would pick on ended up passing away with AIDS in the 80s. However, me being my father's only son, it so happened to be that, you know, him being anti-gay and his only son ends up coming out gay. And that person, just to kind of reference back the photo album that I would see in that picture, was that uncle that passed away, the gay one. So, like, I do feel like that energy is somewhat around me, and or you know what I mean, somewhat attached to me, that it embodied the gay energy for me to be a gay man. And also, going back to what you were saying, I think it does come down to programming as a child from all different sources, from parents, from media. Like, we definitely can be influenced to kind of possess that gay energy. And then I feel like, on the other hand, there is people that can potentially, you know, from very young, like the young lady was saying about, like, she's seen it very early on in her age. I've witnessed that as well. We're seeing child very early and knowing that they have a, what, quote unquote, but I like to say, a special energy. But for me, I feel like definitely what played a role in me turning gay, going back to that story on a spiritual level with that gay uncle that my father used to pick on his own brother, followed with, you know, being molested as a child too, and kind of like, again, the programming. It wasn't up until like a couple years ago where I realized, like, wow, like how that specific event changed up my whole life. And again, it's just programming and things from that background. And that's what I wanted to share.
Wow, thank you. Nicole,
thank you.
What are you thinking so far? Can you give some input, Nicole? Thank you, caller.
Yes.
I think that that's really, I don't know how to put in words what I feel from what he's saying, but I have to agree, like, you know, with him and with that, you know, and with you in the first call, I think that people speak things over you throughout the years and stuff like that. And I think that over time that stuff manifests, because I can recall a time where, you know, I wanted to try, you know, to try to be that traditional masculine role. You know, I did it. I worked out. I wasn't big in sports. I ran track, but, you know, worked out. I dated a few girls. I did. But it was something in, you know, what people were always.
Let me interrupt you for 1 minute, Nicole. Let me tell y'all something. Okay. Nicole is pretty as fuck. So she's saying all this. My ass is like, what? Because when you look in the poll, you can't tell shit. And I'm like, work out where? Who? What? I'm confused. Because you're pretty as a motherfucker. Okay, continue.
Thank you. I mean, you know, like I tried doing that, and then it's like after so many years, everywhere you go, school after school, oh, he must be gay and stuff like that. And it's like, no, I was with my mother for a while. I was very close with her, you know, and I knew that I had softer tendencies, but there was a time where I wasn't. I mean, I always knew I was into boys, don't get me wrong, but I wasn't quite aware of that till way later. But I did try that role, and over time, it's just, you know what, fuck it. Nobody believes I'm straight anyways. I got shit going on at home. I got shit going on. It's just like over time, it's like the trunks, they become too heavy of burdens to carry. And it's like, you know what, I just might as well give in and let it all go and let it happen.
Let me ask this, because I want to loop back to something you said, and you talked about black men. And I've had this conversation with you actually this last weekend, and I was saying to you, from the time that I talked about the trans world, I would get comments of people or black men, I mean, not black men, but the trans women saying that black men are basically horrible, misogynistic, abusive, rapey, okay? And when I read that, I'm like, what are you talking about, right? So when you and I had the conversation, and I heard what you were telling me, and I said to you, that's the day in the life of a black woman, of a black woman, or maybe some women, period, who goes through shit with men. And I think what it is that because you guys come from that energy, you guys didn't really understand the dynamics and psychological warfare that we go through, physical, mental,
right.
Physical, mental, and verbal abuse. And I'm not saying this is all black men. I'm showing you, you ain't going through shit that I ain't went through, okay? It's just that when it's hitting you, it's like, oh, my God, they're this, they're that. And me, as a biological woman, I'm like, what the fuck are y'all talking about? Because with me, I love my black men. So when I'm hearing, well, you know, they're this, they're that, they're this. Hold on. I feel you, but these are my shoes that I walk in. These are some of the decisions that I made and I chose or didn't correctly see with this particular energy. Like, if you're going through a man abusing you physically or he grabs you and you're like, oh, shit, this is what it is. Are you going through him sexually assaulting you or trying to force you? I remember this conversation I had with Sandy, and I was talking about the 90s. And even the 80s. And now, didn't I tell you about, remember we talked about this with the guys kind of forcing their energy on you sexually? And,
yeah.
And when I hear you guys, or the trans community, so don't listen, no pun intended when I say guys, I'm talking about that's a day in the life of a woman. And that's a day in the life of a black woman that may go through sexual assault. That may go through a guy forcing his energy. Do you know how many times I've had men force their energy on me and I had to battle them? And I don't think it has anything to do with misogynistic. I think it has everything to do. It's a man's world. And men can do what the fuck they want to do. And at one time, when you go back in history and you look at the energies of black men, them being forced to do shit sexually, then they think they can, and then that's a learned behavior. Then they come at a black woman. It's kind of like, I'm going to call it the color of purple effect. When Whoopi Goldberg was being raped constantly from her stepfather to Danny Glover. That is the day in the life. Even our grandmothers and grand aunts were raped. And then we don't understand why they have a certain dynamic. So when these supposed, I'm going to say feminists or, you know, the trans people are getting the effect of them energies, it's insulting to the biological woman to hear it as if it's something new and then be formed as black men are abusive and brutal and misogynistic. Shit, my kid's father used to choke the fuck out of me, and I had to battle to get up out that fucking relationship. And I didn't know what was going on with him. And I would literally, and what finally made me just say, enough. I could literally move and do spell work and ask the ancestors, my ancestors, to fuck him up. Because what did it for me with my kid's father was he hit me. And I didn't even know what the fuck happened. And my two boys were sitting, were standing on the stairs looking. And all I remember was, I don't even know what happened. And all I remember was I didn't feel the pain, but my leg was bloody and my neck was swollen afterwards. And my face was swollen. Okay? And enough, you know? So me coming from that type of abuse and then hearing the community say black men are this and this and this, it's like, shit, that's the day in the life. That's shit. Not ragging on black men. I mean, because white men beat ass. I know for sure they beat ass, but they don't amplify them beating ass. Black men are a motherfucker. They amplify black men. So I think what it is that for me to hear that, I'm like, honey, this is the day in the life. What are y'all thoughts?
I'm going to ask this, and I agree with what you're saying. And I think what angers me the most is that I find it insulting, like you find it insulting. I find it insulting because even though you, even though trans people identify as being women, you're still a man. And even, you know, you may have experienced whatever with a man, and now you're screaming that this man is this and this and that. But you're still a man. And in my eyes, I'm a woman. And it's like, You're trying to impose on me, because you'll never know what a woman goes through, a real woman. You don't know what we go through. And for a trans person to come along and say, oh, black men are this, and or just men in general. Let's not just keep saying black men, but men in general or this and that. But I'm a real woman, and that's, like Marion said, that's my road. That's the shoes that I've walked in. So it is insulting that you're saying all this shit now when that's our life. But still, again, you're a man. What were you doing? This reminds me of, like, when I was talking about my friend Brian. And Brian is gay. But Brian had me confused. And he had me confused in a way of, I spent the night at his house. As far as I knew, he just liked, by the way, he liked black men. And I woke up, the spirit was like, wake up, because I think I was drunk. He was standing over me, watching me sleep. And I politely closed my eyes because I didn't know why he was standing over me, watching me sleep. But all of his behavior was that of someone that wanted to be with me in a relationship. He acts like he was physically interested in me. And it had me confused because it's like, you're gay, but are you really bisexual? Why are you treating me like I'm, you know, your woman? So it's like, all of this confusion is just unnecessary. And when I hear a trans person say they go through this, with, and it's like, but you're still a man. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't compare to being a woman. And I think that's what makes it so insulting and so difficult to deal with. And it shouldn't even be that way. It shouldn't be that way at all.
Okay, Nicole, so, what are your thoughts? I'm sorry, Sandy, but what are your thoughts about that and your position with that?
Okay, What I want to say to you, Sandy, is what I want to say to everybody. First of all, and I'm just going to get out of the technicality of it as far as me personally, you know, I feel like no woman has to tell me, and, you know, me personally, because I consider myself an intelligent person, I know what the meaning of woman is, meaning a man born with a womb. So that is what a woman is. I understand that. I don't really these days get too caught up in the terms, you know. I'm not going to get into all that right now, but to touch on what you said, I don't think that any woman can say, just like a woman, just like a trans woman can't say, oh, I know what you've been, I know what you go through because I have periods too, and I had a baby however many years ago, and this man beat me while I was pregnant and this and did this, 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 and this. No, I cannot tell you that I've had those experiences because I don't have periods, and I've never had a baby, and I can't get pregnant. So, I mean, my thing is, because I want to talk to you because I can sense the anger, but I don't think that there's really any competition. I think that any smart trans woman or a person who considers themselves a woman and they're born male, I'm sorry, I'm getting kind of confused in my thoughts, but I mean, I don't think that any trans woman is saying, some probably are, but I don't think a smart trans woman would say, I'm a woman, I'm a female, I go through exactly what you go through. So that part I'm not going to say, but I really don't think that it's necessary for women to say, you're a man, I'm a woman, you just look like a woman, honey, and you don't go through what I go through. I don't feel like that's necessary because, A, there are comparable experiences. So there is a comparison. I want to respectfully say there's a comparison because of the fact if women and trans women were to lay out everything on the table and talk about what their experiences are and what they experience when it comes to misogyny and you know, things like that. I want to talk about that because that seems like that's a lot of what happens, you know, the abuse, the misogyny, all those sorts of things. I'm pretty sure that you would find that there are plenty of things that are comparable. The only thing that we can't compare is periods, babies, and menopause. I'm sure there are other things. Like I said, I'm only saying this respectfully, but I don't think that it's necessary for a woman to differentiate that. It's like why? I want to hear from y'all. I mean, because we can have a conversation. I want to know why women feel the need to differentiate. You're a man, you're a woman, especially if they don't know whether or not that trans woman knows what she is. She also knows what she wants to be, but I don't understand how that conflicts with you personally. I want to hear everything.
Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever use the phrase sis?
Initially, I didn't. The only reason I did start using it is just to differentiate, just because I learned the word and I just thought it was a politically correct thing to say. But, I mean, my intent is not to offend anybody.
Because
I find
it insulting, the word. I mean,
why?
I don't think it's necessary.
It's not.
Why do you feel that she's asking you a question of why are you insulted of that word sis?
Because I'm a woman. Plain and simple. That's just the way that I see it. I'm a woman. And I don't need anything else to identify me as a woman. I'm a woman. That's it and that's all.
Okay. I kind of want to come in and say, because you asked the question of why would that word cis, and don't pay attention to the time, but or maybe I can hear it. But with me, I'm a little confused, okay? And the reason why I'm confused is there are over 100 names. And when I see the word cis, I think of Caesarean. I think of cut off. I think of neutralize. I think of eliminate. And the word cis can transition into a spell word to cut off the biological woman. And in a way, it's almost imposing one's philosophy on someone who do not agree and who do not want to be imposed on. It's almost like we don't even know what's going on. All we know is
right.
that there's this whole community that has been created. Not talking about you personally, because, again, we have grew up in San Francisco, so we've seen this all our lives. But it's weird when this whole energy of what we call millennials, and your energy is also considered a millennial, because we've been having transgenders, whatever, forever, from church and on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And nobody has ever came in, changed, and pansexual, this sexual, transsexual,
uh-huh.
that sexual, this sexual, that, blah, 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 blah. Because what it comes down
yeah.
to is this, let's keep it real and keep it right, is the bulldagger who look like a hard nigga, like the nation that stays in, what's her name, Niecy Nash married, is that a trans or is she a lesbian? Because she look like a nigga dude. Because put it this way, the bottom line is this, if you going to be a lesbian, then be a lesbian. But why
yes,
do you got to
exactly.
look like a nigga dude? And is that a trend? And to also answer your question and sis, I consider that a spell word because now you're redefining who we are. And but then calling yourself a woman. I'm a woman, but you're a sis. They got cis men and cis women, right? So why even bring that period? Because in reality, using the word cis is putting a spell of elimination and cutting off our energy and power. So I feel what you're saying because you're wondering, well, why would you even care? Why would you be angry? Because in the last couple of years, the millennials have redefined life, okay, and redefined energy. And in reality, we don't even need all the words and this to define anybody. Just live.
Exactly. I agree.
Live.
I agree.
I don't care what you want to be. But I think the problem is such the amplified energy, and then no one can say anything without being homophobic, transphobic. Shit,
yeah.
I'm not transphobic. I don't give a fuck, but I should have the right to say what the fuck I want to say.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, Nicole, I hope that kind of answered your question of my thought process. Because I don't give a fuck. I'm just like, just stop imposing your energy with me or being in battle. Because we're not trying to be in battle with you guys. Because the bottom line is this, in the black community, this is a day in the life. I was telling Sandy about a whole funeral where this person's brother died and he was a transgender and he pulled right down the fucking church. You see what I mean? It doesn't matter. So what matters
right.
is the interaction, the battle. because everybody had their place, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the trans world knew the woman. It's almost on the same lines of Sylvester. Sylvester had the Weather Girls, who were women. Sylvester was, you know, I don't know if he was trans, I don't know, but I know he wore makeup. But he knew his energy. David Bowie, Boy George, all of them were trans. But everybody knew their place. They still knew who they were.
Yeah.
And people not even connected that David Bowie acted trans. Because he was. He was like asexual. Then, you know, as years progressed, things changed. But we have to go back to, I really believe, it's just the agenda. To have us at odds.
Mm-hmm.
To have us in confusion. But there isn't any
mm-hmm.
confusion. Okay? And when you get the bashing, I think it's just the stress, Nicole, of women. Because we don't understand, well, what the fuck is going on here? Why?
Right.
How come with black men, they keep putting them out there? Somebody forwarded over to me, they DM'd me, I guess, Tyler Perry's last play. And in his play, he has, I think, this person in a blue wig, and he's a man. But you say you Christian, though. Tyler Perry, you Christian, but you dressing as a woman and cross-dressing. You ain't Christian, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
So stop playing. But check this shit out. That's because in the church, the pastors were dressing up little boys and going to transgenders and fucking them. So all that did was bled into these plays and the world and the energy and the confusion. Okay? So when you came with your energy, you said, hey, ain't shit happened to me. This is just who I am spiritually. And when this other sister called and said, hey, I noticed my brother this, that's what we need to understand. Because we have a whole energy out here that that's not what's going on. It's like an agenda. It's a problem. But let's talk about even more the white people who become transgendered and think they're fucking black women. We ain't even talked about that yet. That's a whole other thing to put in the fucking corner. So, Nicole, I hope that answered your question, but we're going to end with your thoughts, Nicole. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are that I think that all of the labels are completely unnecessary, honestly. Like, I think that it's way
mm-hmm.
too many labels out there. I, being a trans person, I can't even remember half of those labels. I think they're ridiculous. And like what you guys were talking about earlier with the bearded bitch, you know, I personally feel like, pick a side. Are you gay? Are you bi? Are you straight? What are you? Are you a man? Are you a woman? Are you a woman wannabe? What are you? Pick a side and stop confusing the hell out of people, because it bothers me, honestly, when I see a man who looks like a typical man who lives at the gym and drinks protein shakes wearing a half suit and a half dress. I'm sorry, I can't for the life of me. I can't with that. I feel like everything has its place, yes, and I feel like people just ought to kind of, you know, just respect each other, stay out of each other's lane. Like, I know, like, what, you know, what that first caller was saying earlier about the, you know, the wanting to be with straight men. I think that there is an idea that exists within communities across the board, where it's just kind of this idea of a masculine and feminine role, and I think that people are just trying to fit that, and ultimately a lot of gay men don't, and I think that it's more about the idea. But I thank you very, very much for having me on here and for answering my question.
Thank you for coming on, Nicole.
Yeah, and at the same time, I think you, because you clarified that whole, I'm going to call it that philosophy of a, if something happened to them, this and that, this was going on. But then your energy wasn't ignorant. It wasn't stereotypical. But at the same time, you're saying this is what it is. And again, I'm still going to say past lives and energy, connection. Because in my spirit, I see wandering spirits, and I see spirits that want to keep coming back. In addition to, you, Nicole, may have an ancestral spirit that wants to keep coming back. You get people listen about, oh, that's just bullshit, because you know, that's just like, you know, niggas, you know, they just blah, 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 blah. So go suck dicks and many others. Because the bottom line is that you can look at things from a whole umbrella, a whole jumbo pot. And what Sandy is talking about is she's irritated with seeing the bearded bitches, the over and beyond trans energy, the sexualization of trans energy sexualizing the supposed biological woman over and beyond. But then we have another perspective saying, hey, I basically, in so many words, I was born this way, and then I was trying to conform to what society said I'm supposed to be, and I would go work out, and when I basically picked up a weight, I almost fell the fuck over and choked me out. And the bottom line is that I am a female. This is who I am, and I still have my body part. Because,
but
remember, you said, Nicole, you believe black men are confused sexually. Because we talked about what? The pansexual, right? And my head mm-hmm. was like, a who? A what? And you said he is the aura of a woman, but want a man. And I was like, okay, that's a whole other energy right there. So I believe that you're bringing in another energy, okay? And the bottom line is that who's ever listening, you can take it or leave it. You can do what the fuck you want to do with it. But the information is out there, and you're seeing a different perspective, a different size, a different energy, a different vibration. You've seen on my side what I see. You've seen Sandy's side, what she believes. And then you also see the energies of Nicole, which ties into the callers that they went through. Okay? And Sandy is absolutely correct. The trans community is motherfucking wayward, bitch. But at the same time, we should be okay to use our words. It shouldn't be
exactly
transphobic, gay phobic, that phobic, this phobic, shit fucking mm-hmm. all the niggas.
I think
with
there needs to be an understanding.
All the niggas. And it was no
there,
fucking problem.
There needs to be an understanding of, look, this is what it is. Don't try to change me. I'm not going to try to change you.
There you go.
The gay community is wayward. We named ourselves Wayward Renegade for a reason, because we don't think like normal people. We aren't like normal people. We attract abnormal people and what is deemed abnormal in society's eyes. So, of course, we're not going to be against you, but the thing, we're trying to understand you, and it may come in a way that is offensive or insulting, but it's just the way that we speak. And there needs to be an understanding that, look, don't take offense to how we think, because we clown on everybody. But don't try to change how we say or what we do or how, you know, how we flow. Just let us be. We want you to be.
Absolutely.
So just let us be. And I do have one question before we go for you, Nicole. I have a question. For
mm-hmm.
the people that choose to keep their body, you know, their privates.
Mm-hmm.
What is the reason behind that? If you want to be you know, a woman, why do you hang on to your body parts? You know, genitalia.
I think that's a tough question. I think that is an energy I personally can't explain or relate to, because even though right now I still have what I was born with, I have every intention on changing that situation. For me, it's a matter of, you know, of saving and being right on that end. But as far as for the people that do that, I think that I have to be honest, I have to wonder if the reason for that is for, you know, maybe showbiz, maybe it's profitable, because like Marion was saying earlier, there are a lot. Prostitution is very big, especially amongst black trans women. So that could possibly have something to do with it. And then it could be a fear of what to expect, the fear of the unknown.
Because I also think that it's also about energy and vibration. You still, in my opinion, you still want to hold on to that masculinity, because there is a different, you know, energy in masculinity as basically, you know, than being a female or looking like a female. So
very interesting, Sandy, what you're saying is this. When you talk about frequencies and vibrations, the bottom line is this: there's a lot going on with the reconstructive surgery that will kill you, too. Mm-hmm. And in San Francisco, they were paying for individuals to go to San Francisco and get the surgery, and the process could take a year to 2 years. The bottom line is that even with the surgery, it can kill you. And not only that, a lot of trans people have regrets, especially women who transition into male have a lot of regret, because them dicks ain't real dicks like that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the bottom line of this is that, Sandy, when you talk about frequencies and vibrations, and to even talk about you, Nicole, is the bottom line is this. It doesn't matter if you have a vagina or a dick. If you cut off your dick, there's a certain imbalance that happens. And in reality, T.S. Madison told you. Because T.S. Madison said that she would never cut off the dick, because at the same time, the dick is powerful, and there are energies within the dick that is connected to our mental state. And when you cut that off, it can actually cause a form of psychosis and mental illness, okay? And at the same time, with the woman getting a hysterectomy and changing up her organs can cause a form of psychosis and change in frequencies and imbalance. So the bottom line is that, and then it is more profitable and more of a benefit to keep your body part. Okay?
Yep.
Now, more on the trans male, because it's more of a commodity. Okay?
Right.
An aura of a woman, but a surprise with the dick. And the bottom line is that, and the bottom line is that you can have a trans woman, but a trans woman is not a commodity as a trans male. So for more and more, we have to look at the factors. There, remember I talked about Dwayne Wade, which is a great factor, but it's happening more and more in the entertainment world where they're quickly transitioning their children, which is a bad mark because they're not developed. They haven't developed into their energies and vibrations yet. So a lot of it, when you ask the question to Nicole, in reality, is more of a commodity to keep her energy. And it would make sense, because why would she cut off her body parts, and that can also cause an imbalance and a steady of medication, okay, and more, okay? So you're right. It is frequencies and vibrations and energy. And the bottom line is that it's all about commodity. It's all about energy, okay? And I will suggest, even if you're trans, that you do keep your fucking body parts. Shit. You know, to keep you sane.
Yeah.
God damn it. So we're going to end this finally. Thank you, Nicole, for saying
yes,
shit
thank
straight.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, ladies.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Thank you. Love you guys.
Hopefully it wasn't too long. Hit us up when you want some real motherfucking work done.